This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season
Well, good morning, ladies and germs. Welcome to the Bob and Gloria Show, the nation's number one show that's all about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you spending a part of your day here with us and invite you to contact the show anytime at 457-1290.
Hey, if you look at the calendar, you know, of course, we're in a beautiful time of the year. We've had some beautiful days, have we not? Some warm days here.
Yeah, we've been blessed.
Later this season. I think it's going to get warm again this week. And we hope you get some chance, any chance to get outside and enjoy these days. Just getting outside may be something we kind of take for granted, but for some folks, it can be a big deal, right?
It can. Bob, as you know, I've taken care of a number of older friends, and I have to tell you, just taking a senior out for a day or having them go along with you on some errands or taking them shopping or to a doctor's appointment, any simple thing can mean a world of difference to people who spend a lot of hours alone and a lot of those hours inside.
It's absolutely true. So if there's anything you think you can do to help somebody out, it doesn't have to be the big thing. You know, it doesn't have to be a complicated thing or even an ongoing thing, but a periodic thing. Visit one of our vintage citizens and take them out for a little while, and you'd be amazed at the gratitude sometimes that you're going to see in something like that. You know, as we said here, it's been a great time of the year to get out. There's a lot of foliage to see and a lot of weather to enjoy and so forth. But it's also a time of the year when we turn our attention here on the show to another important window, if you will, that affects anybody who's turning 65 or over the age of 65. That could be you. It could be a parent or another relative or loved one. And this is the time of the year we focus on this.
Yes, it is. In fact, during this show alone, Bob, nearly 500 people across the country will turn 65. That's over 10,000 per day reaching this important milestone. And that means they qualify for Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
This program began in 1966. Hey, that's when I was born. And covered about 4 million people. Today, there are around 50 million beneficiaries of Medicare, including almost 2 million here in Ohio alone. So obviously, this affects many, many of our listeners.
And not to be confused with Medicaid, of course, which is more of a need-based program provided by the government, though some individuals do qualify for both Medicaid and Medicare. Now, here's the thing. If you've ever wondered how Medicare worked or the various parts, Parts A, B, you know, prescription coverage and so forth, what it covered or didn't cover, how to go about picking the right plan for you. If you've got questions about this, if you need some help navigating through all of this, well, today is your lucky day. But first, grab a pencil and paper to jot down some important information.
Yes, if during today's program you've got a question about Medicare, give us a call at 457-1290. That's 937-457-1290. You can also write to us during the show at bobandgloria@thereisaseasonshow.com.
With us today on There Is a Season to talk about Medicare, Medicare Advantage plans, what's changed in 2016, and how to best go about selecting your coverage is our friend and senior insurance expert, Jim Spaulding. Jim, welcome back to There Is a Season. It's great to see you again.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Gloria.
You're quite welcome.
I don't know if you came up there. Let's try that again. Hello, are you there?
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Gloria.
No, we're not picking him up on the mic. Why don't we share that microphone there?
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Gloria.
Okay, that's much better.
For having me on today.
Jim, we're going to cover a lot of ground today, but let's start with the basics. We have found over the years that many people hearing about Medicare or really looking at it for the first time, they sometimes don't understand what Medicare is. So we're going to ask you to break it down for us.
No problem. There's Medicare Part A, which is a hospitalization part of Medicare. Part B is the doctor or services part of Medicare. Typically, that's the part that pays 80%. You pay the 20, or cover the 20 somehow through insurance or whatever. And then there's Part C, which is considered Medicare Advantage plans. And then Part D, which is your drug programs.
Okay, so Part A, just shorthand here, is hospital. Part B is anything outside of the hospital, typically.
That's correct.
And Part C, are those things not covered in those two areas?
No, Part C is the Medicare Advantage plans that help cover those things.
Okay, and then Part D is the prescription drugs.
Yes, that's correct.
Which is the most recent piece that came about early 2000s, right?
Yes, C and D came in at the same time.
Okay, so what is the, how old, you know, I know this is kind of rudimentary, but what do you need to do to be eligible for Medicare?
You have to be turning 65, or you have to have certain disabilities for 24 months, and then you can get Medicare under the age of 65. But the majority of people qualify by just aging in.
So in the course of the year, we've talked about this, obviously, with the statistics, 10,000 people every day turning 65. You have people facing this question all the time.
Absolutely.
What's different about open enrollment? What is that?
Open enrollment is an opportunity each year for you to change your drug coverage or your Medicare Advantage coverage, or even go to a Medicare supplement. And it's an opportunity to change based on the changes that take place in your particular plan. Maybe it also takes place in your particular life. Now you're using more drugs or less drugs or whatever the case might be. But there's a litany of changes that can dictate whether or not you change plans.
So what are some of the dates that we need to be paying attention to?
October 15th through December 7th is Medicare open enrollment. If you've chosen a Medicare Advantage plan during that time, you can sign up for as many Medicare Advantage plans as you want, but the last one you sign up for after December or before December 7th is the one that you get to keep starting January 1. Now, there's also a little known fact that January 1st through February 14th, that's called a disenrollment period, where you could disenroll from your plan, go on back to original Medicare, and get a Part D plan, and maybe get a supplement based on, you know, your health and whatnot.
So as people are going, let's just take for a minute the audience that's not focused on open enrollment, but people are turning 65, they've got to get Medicare. What is the general knowledge that most people have? I mean, they know they're going to qualify, right?
Yes.
But do they think through all these different parts, or do you encounter that people need to actually go through a selection process? Is that apparent to most people?
Yes, most people need to go through some sort of selection process. I mean, some people are very knowledgeable about it. You know, they've studied about it. Other people just, you know, it's another birthday, you know. Even though, in my opinion, the 65th birthday is the most important birthday you have, you know, because there's a litany of changes. The biggest change that I see when a person turns 65, quite frankly, deals with the fact, oh, I'm on a fixed income now. Well, you've been on a fixed income all your life. You just, you know, you could work overtime and get more money, but it's literally fixed because, you know, you
it's had
a budget.
You made, right?
Yeah, yeah. You had a budget, you know. Now I'm on a fixed income. What do I do now? You've made good decisions all your life. You're going to make some more good ones before it's all over and said and done with. So
it's a matter of planning,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
for a lot of this stuff.
And getting good advice is a big part of that, whether it's from me or whether it's from the internet, or, you know, using your own fortuitousness to, you know, find out what you need to know and make good decisions. But it never hurts to have someone you can ask. And
all right, so people, the Part A and Part B, I think for a lot of folks, they can kind of go out to Medicare.gov and they can read those things and see what it covers. Explain now, when we get into Medicare Advantage plans or supplemental plans, there's some question sometimes about, well, do you go in this direction or do you go in that direction? What are the differences between those things, and how do you help people determine that?
Well, the difference between most Medicare Advantage plans and a supplement plan is the person's condition at the time that they're going to make that decision, or what they feel their condition's going to be going forward. people with high risk of health issues and you know, doctor visits and hospital visits, or travel, if they want to travel and not do their doctoring or you know, in one particular place, they may want to look more towards a Medicare supplement. If they're going to be a little, you know, more stay-at-home-ish, if you will, you know, occasional vacation, you know, things like that, even snowbirding to a point, as long as they're doing their maintenance doctoring, what I call maintenance doctoring, here in their particular area, then they would probably enjoy a Medicare Advantage plan a little bit more. And take advantage of the financial benefits of a Medicare Advantage plan versus the financial benefits of a Medicare supplement. So it you can't paint it with a broad brush, Bob. You have to take it case by case, because everybody's different.
And so your role here is not so much, you're not like repping for companies.
No.
You're there kind of to counsel, essentially, to take people through this in a kind of a step-by-step fashion and find out what's appropriate for them.
I like using the term client advocate, but that term's been overused, just like a bunch of terms these days. But I do advocate for the client, because the plan has the right to change every year. Okay, so then the client may change every year. So the client loyalty to a plan should only be 1 year, because you don't know what your situation is going to be the next year. And vice versa, the company loyalty is to 1 year. Now, most plans,
their responsibility is to 1 year, and then they can change it.
Yeah. And they want to stay the same. They don't want to change. They like having clients and keeping them happy, okay? Because going out and getting a new client is not an easy task.
Right, right.
But that being said, people do want to stay on the same plan as much as they can, and insurance companies want to keep them on that plan as long as they can. And so making big changes or sweeping changes doesn't really suit them unless they really have to.
And so you help with that alignment.
Yes, yes.
Well, we're going to talk about that and a lot more here when we talk about Medicare today. And so if you've got a question, we encourage you to get online, 457-1290. That's 937-457-1290, as we talk with Jim Spaulding. We'll have more. But first, we have this.
So what if, instead of thinking about solving your whole life, you just think about adding additional good things, one at a time? Just let your pile of good things grow.
And let's hope that pile of good things starts with what you do on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock every week. Shameless plug part of the show right there. Hey, we're continuing with Jim Spaulding here as we talk about Medicare. When we come back, we're going to talk about what are some of the biggest mistakes people make during the enrollment period, and how can you help a parent or other senior? How can you get this process started with somebody when you're looking at Medicare in the open enrollment period? All of that is ahead, so stick around.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Old English Outfitters has been known for decades as the premier shooting and hunting store in the Miami Valley. Whether you're looking for a firearm for recreation or competitive shooting, personal defense, or for hunting, they have the area's largest selection with over 4,000 in stock and all accessories to match. If you prefer archery, their full-line pro shop has an outstanding selection of top bows and accessories and an indoor archery range to test and fit your selection.
Tired of being ignored? The experienced professional staff at Old English Outfitters are all shooters or hunters who participate in the sport and know about the products they sell, then can back it up with gunsmithing and archery service that is second to none. And you don't have to pay a premium to get the best. With nationwide buying power, the management at Old English Outfitters finds the best deals and passes them on to their loyal customers with competitive pricing.
Experience, selection, service, and competitive pricing. It's all from the store, now celebrating over 40 years serving shooting and hunting enthusiasts in the Miami Valley.
Old English Outfitters, 2 miles north of Vandalia on Dixie Drive, then 1/2 mile east on Ginghamsburg Road. Check them out at oeoutfitters.com.
At James Free Jewelers, the most valued treasure we have in our store is you. So we're having a customer appreciation sale now through Monday. You're going to find selected items reduced from 30 to 70%. And we're debuting our newly designed website. for you, and even better, use their experience online at jamesfree.com. And check out how you can receive a $100 savings on any item over $500. But these amazing savings are only good during the customer appreciation sale, now through Monday. You know, for 76 years, every facet of James Free Jewelers has been designed with you in mind. Great jewelry, great prices, great service. And now an even greater website with the new jamesfree.com. And don't forget that customer appreciation sale. Save 30 to 70% on select items now through Monday. All at James Free Jewelers, 3100 Far Hills Avenue in Kettering.
Heating season is here.
And it's time to call Logan AC and Heat Services to save on train.
It's hard to stop a train.
With same day estimates and next day installation.
Call now.
Logan Services in Dayton, 224-3200.
I worked hard my whole life.
I deserve more than basic Medicare.
I get more with CareSource.
Medicare Advantage from CareSource offers comprehensive coverage that delivers more than basic Medicare.
CareSource gives me the advantage I deserve.
To learn more about CareSource Medicare Advantage plan options, visit caresource.com/Medicare. Hurry, enroll now through December 7th.
This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact a plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits change on January 1st of each year.
Being your own boss is pretty cool. You can give yourself the day off, offer yourself a raise, and do whatever you want. On the other hand, you also work 18-hour days, occasionally take a pay cut to help your bottom line, and never quite stop thinking about every little detail. So at Fifth Third Bank, we were wondering, could we reward business owners in a whole new way? And we found one we think you'll like. Now when you open a business checking account with qualifying activities, you'll get $400. It's just our way of showing appreciation for all your efforts. From the bank that's working hard to find ways to help your business succeed. Stop into your local Fifth Third Banking Center and open your business checking account today to get your $400 bonus. Does your bank find ways to help your business succeed? If not, maybe it's time to switch. Fifth Third Bank. Visit 53.com/400 for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 60 days of account opening. New business checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 10-3 and 11-18-16. Member FDIC.
The First Family invites you to their Christmas open house at First Florist in historic Old North Dayton, Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th. Come to 1306 Troy Street and see their decorated showroom and greenhouses, bursting with colorful flowers, wall and tree decor, and exciting holiday ideas. Since 1905, it's worth the drive wherever you live. You'll receive big savings coupons at the door and a free gift to take home. Get a free picture with Santa Saturday, 11 till 1. Enter to win door prizes, no purchase necessary. Your first destination for Christmas. It's First Florist.
The Miami Valley and Ohio's election headquarters is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. The WHIO Storm Center, staffed with the most powerful weather team in Dayton. Our Storm Center 7 team is on duty 24-7. We will interrupt programming with severe weather warnings at least every 15 minutes and continuous coverage where warranted.
Just a mess right now.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic.
Sun and few clouds, breezy at times, and unseasonably warm this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
Well, good morning, and thank you for being with us this morning. Welcome to There Is a Season. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria.
And there's Jim over there. You guys are almost like Donnie and Marie. I'm a little bit country. You're a little bit rock and roll. They're sharing a microphone here. It's almost like that or the Grand Ole Opry or something. We're talking Medicare today with senior insurance expert Jim Spaulding, and we welcome your calls today. How do people get in touch?
Yes, if you have a question for us today and you would like to maybe know what your options are, give us a call. Today is the day to join us here on our show about Medicare, 457-1290.
And we'll kick things off here. We've got a call from Kevin in Dayton. Kevin, welcome to There Is a Season. Hey, Kevin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, fire away. You're up.
My wife is like 14 years older than me. She turned 65. And I'm still working, of course, and she has my insurance. So my question is, does she really need to sign up for Medicare until I get to the point where I am going to be retired, or how does that work?
You can sign up for, or you can have her sign up for Medicare Part B if you wish, or you can continue with your coverage and have her decline Part B. And then when you retire, anytime, then as long as she has a credible coverage letter from your employer, she can go sign up for Medicare and then go right
on
to it.
Okay, so as long as she has coverage through me, she's okay to sign up?
That's correct. She'll get a Medicare card in the mail, and on the back of the card, there's an opportunity to decline Part B. You'd check that off, send that back to Medicare. They'll send you back another card that says Part A only. That should save you the Medicare Part B premium, whatever that would be. There's a few more questions that I would have to ask to give you that exact advice on your particular situation. So maybe if you give us a call later off the air, I can explain it further because we're limited on time on each call here.
So. Okay, yeah, we just kept going back and forth, and I kept telling her, as long as you got in coverage to me, you're okay.
Yeah, that's the general gist of it, but there's some other questions you might need answered that will take a little longer than we can do on the show today.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks. You know, Jim makes a good point. Today, if you call 457-1290, we'll answer what we can on the air that is germane to as many people as possible, and maybe we can answer something specific for you. If, however, you have something very particular to you, we encourage you just leave your phone number with our producer, and we'll be happy to get you back, call you back after the show and so forth. Jim's also going to be out and about here during the open enrollment period. We'll tell you where he's going to be over the next several weeks. So you can meet with him in person and start that whole process of asking some questions. In the minute we have here before we go to the news, Jim, tell us, how do you suggest people get into the process? If they're helping somebody, a parent perhaps, and they need to start learning about this stuff and then engaging someone like you, how do they go about doing all that?
Well, the easy answer to that is go to Medicare.gov and look at the, you know, punch around on there and, you know, find the answers to the questions that you're looking for on there, or maybe find out more questions and write those down or note those in your tablet or whatever, and then find someone like myself that, you know, can guide you through this. There are plenty of people that are out there that do what I do. Of course, not as good as I do it.
Well,
the way I think
they're not on this show. So.
That's right, but. That's the easy way to do it. Start there and then develop some questions and then answer the questions.
And we'll talk more about that process when we return here. Plus, we're also going to talk about what impact, if any, Obamacare has had on Medicare and what are some of the biggest mistakes people make. It's all about Medicare today. We've got special guest Jim Spaulding with us. Stick around after the news. We'll get into all of that and more, plus your calls to 457-1290.
You are listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and in the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 9:30. I'm Jonah Adi with an AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO news update. Our top story, as the presidential race keeps going on, this is an important weekend in the Miami Valley. Find out why coming up.
I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt. A warming trend in place with a chance for rain showers moving in. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, not seeing any new accidents on the roadways so far in the Miami Valley. Checking out those freeways as well. Those are a little more crowded at this time, but those are looking all clear as well. Now our top story, You Decide 2016. While both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are still pressing on in their campaigns, the FBI is investigating newly found emails they believe could be tied to Hillary Clinton's private email server. Clinton is hoping that the FBI answers what the emails are about very quickly, while Trump is alleging the emails could be indicators of criminal activity on Clinton's part. Meanwhile, in the Miami Valley, this is the first weekend to get out there and vote early.
Board of Election workers across the area are expecting a large turnout, especially tomorrow. Right after church.
For more information on the candidates and issues you will vote on, check out our voter guide.
WHIO's Gabrielle Enright. That voter guide can be found, through our website. That's WHIO.com, where you can also find information about former President Bill Clinton, who's making stops in Ohio today to campaign for his wife.
Dayton's 24-hour news is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news now.
Now, new this morning, four people were shot at the apartments on Cornell Drive in Dayton. One person is dead.
Police were called to Cornell Ridge Apartments on Cornell Drive around 12:30 this morning. When they got there, they found one man dead. Investigators say a man and woman were rushed to Miami Valley Hospital, and a fourth victim was driven to the hospital separately.
That's WHIO's Gabrielle Enright. She says police do not believe this shooting is connected to a similar shooting at Summit Square Apartments. Police are investigating. Here's the exclusive Storm Center 7 forecast.
Temperatures will be hovering in the 50s to start this morning. Sun and few clouds this afternoon, becoming windy at times and unseasonably warm as temperatures climb into the mid and upper 70s. Another mild evening for any Saturday night plans. The chance for rain showers then move in tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Live Doppler 7 HD radar is looking all clear in the Miami Valley. It's currently 56 degrees in Troy and 56 degrees here in Dayton at 9:32. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Vehicles that are recreational with savings that are sensational at Tom's Toys Fall Clearance Sale going on now. Go to www.tomstoys.net and check out their inventory. Then come to 925 Upper Valley Pike Springfield or 2445 Columbus Lancaster Road, Lancaster. Save thousands on closeout 2016 travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, park models, and retro models. Several units under 3,000 pounds. Get a sway bar kit, hoses, and a TV free with new vehicle purchase. Ask about no payments until 2017. The best deals now on RVs, just in time for snowbird traveling at Tom's Toys in Springfield and Lancaster. Check them out at tomstoys.net. Why wait till next year when you could save thousands this year on Tom's Toys' amazing selection of RVs by Dutchman, Denali, Voltage, Aspen Trail, Kodiak, and Aerolite. There's an RV just right for you. Get a sway bar kit, hoses, and TV free with new vehicle purchase. Tom's Toys Fall Clearance Sale. You'll be surprised how much RV you can get for years of traveling and camping.
A recent article on the Sleep Geek blog states, brand and store loyalty, especially with younger shoppers, is very low. Mattresses are viewed as a commodity to be purchased during national holidays when they are at quote-unquote huge markdowns, and internet campaigns create buzz instead of focusing on the actual product quality. This is Robin Trzynski, and while these may be the overarching trends, they are not without exception. The original mattress factory exists to build a better bed. Our brand has a loyal customer base, over half of which are repeat customers. We view mattresses not as commodities, but as products essential to your overall health and well-being. We know that the huge markdown sales don't really exist, and focus instead on providing real value by offering quality products at factory direct prices to every customer every day. We are also committed to offering the best service with an expert sales staff that can provide you with more knowledge than any other mattress store. So stop by today and experience an original, the Original Mattress Factory.
Welcome to the Life Plan Minute, 60 seconds of wisdom for your life and investments with Dan Hypes.
Dan, we're in the home stretch of the election.
Finally, Larry. I've always been proud to be American, but at the moment, I feel conflicted.
Really? Is it the candidates, their history, what they say about each other?
Yes, but I think it's much more. We Americans are the independent sort, hardworking, do what's right kind of folks.
Like the kind that listen to WHIO radio.
Yes, and I really get frustrated when I hear so many people believing that their candidate will take care of their future. That's not the president's job.
Right, that's their own responsibility.
And that's why having your own financial life plan is so important.
Don't give control of your financial future to the White House. Get your financial life plan started today with Dan Hypes at Life Plan. Have them do what they did for me.
Today's wisdom is brought to you by Life Plan Financial Group, 937-438-8000 or lifeplanfg.com. When life happens, call Life Plan.
WHIO News Time is 9:36. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan.
And we have our special guest in the studio today, Jim Spaulding, who's a senior insurance Medicare guy. He's been doing this for, gosh, you're older than dirt, aren't you? 25-some-odd years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thank you for joining us today, and we encourage you to check out the There Is a Season website. Make sure you check out our podcast page. It's got all the shows that we've done here in the past, going back at least a year or more. And also, there's a special link on there right now if you missed Dr. Camille Superson's Essential Resource Guide for Caregivers show. I know that was very important for people. You can check out how to obtain that publication on our website. So those are great things to see at the thereisaseasonshow.com page. And a little later in the program, we're also going to have a visit to the Geezer and Whippersnapper Humor Emporium. So all of that is still ahead.
457-1290 if you have questions today as we talk with senior health insurance expert Jim Spaulding.
So we're going to get to some of your questions here. But one of the things I wanted to ask you before we got back here was every year, you know, you talked about how the companies here are kind of they're on the hook for maintaining a plan for a year. And then people's health may change within a year's window. But what are some of the big changes, if any, that have occurred this year for Medicare? What are things that people need to know?
The biggest change that I see, the biggest change that I saw was the Part D drug program. It went up to $3,700 worth of coverage, which is big for a lot of folks, which will help keep a lot of folks out of the donut hole, because the cost of drugs is always going up. But it made a pretty significant jump this year from approximately $3,000 to $3,700 for the year. And the way Part D works is that it basically starts, it can have a deductible prior to you getting any coverage, depending on the plan you chose. And then you have $3,700 that you can use towards drugs. I call it a drug bank account. Now, you need to be a steward of that money. You know, everybody thinks, well, I've got insurance. I just go buy my drugs and away I go. Well, if you're not a steward of that money, you can end up in the donut hole, end up paying, you know, a significant amount for your medications for the rest of the year. Now, January 1, it starts all over again, of course, but you want to pay attention to the donut or to your $3,700.
What's this about a donut hole?
I like donuts.
I know. It sounds really
donuts
yummy.
Are good, but this
does that have anything to do with Dunkin' Donuts?
The donut hole is empty, isn't it?
Yes, donut hole is empty.
Tell us about that.
There's a, if you've used your drug bank account, as I call it, okay, that's my term, then you're going to get into the donut hole, which means that you could pay 45% of the cost of the brand name and 72% of the generics.
Out of pocket.
Out of pocket. That's right. Out of your pocket. Until you've reached a certain amount, then you get into what is called catastrophic coverage. Okay, very few
where
people.
Where it picks up again.
Yeah,
right.
It picks up and your drugs are $2, $3 or $7. I can't remember the exact numbers. But there's very few people that get to that far. There are some, okay, and I'm sure that, you know, we all might know one that gets to there. But 83% of the people last year stayed away from the donut hole. So 17% got to the donut hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, with a raise from roughly $3,000 to $3,700, that number, I think, is going to be significantly less.
But this is the discussion people need to have with their physicians, because if there is a change in medication or if there's an opportunity to go on a generic in the case of lapsing into the donut hole, at least your coverage is going to be different or your out-of-pocket is going to be different at that point once you get into the donut hole, right? So these are conversations people need to have, up-to-date conversations with people, not just let a medication lapse, you know, and go year after year after year.
Absolutely.
So what impact, if any, has Obamacare had on Medicare?
Well, Obamacare, ACA, is there has been some reimbursement rates that are different. The $3,700 that is in the Part D program is what I'm told is related to the Obamacare. I don't know the direct correlation to it, but that's what I'm told. Other than that, I don't know of any that affect the people that much. Most of it has to do with billing and reimbursements to the doctors and the facilities.
Programmatic stuff, but yeah. not kitchen table, pocketbook type
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, right. Pretty much that.
Okay. We've got a number of calls we're going to get here. We'll have Dale up first. And Dale, welcome to There Is a Season. How are you?
Fine.
Okay. It sounds like you're calling from a car phone today.
Yes.
All right. Fire away. What's your question?
Yes. I'm 65, and I'm a vet. I'm covered by the VA. What do I do about signing up for Social Security or Medicare? Is that necessary for me?
It depends on what level of VA coverage you have. That question would really be best answered off the air, Dale. I know you've waited a while to get onto the air, but I have to ask a few questions before.
I can hear you.
I said I have to ask you a few questions in order to give you good advice on that before I'd answer it. So we may discuss that off the air, if that's all right with you. Bob has my phone number and can give that out.
All right, Eldon. In other words, we've got a little bit more detail on some of these questions than others. So what we'll do here is I can put you back on hold, and if you'd like to give your phone number to our producer, you can. Or you can also contact Jim after the show. We'll give all the contact information, all right?
All right. That'd be good.
All right, we appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And let's go to, where is he here? Eldon. Eldon in Dayton, welcome to There Is a Season. How are you?
Hi. I've got a question for Jim.
Yes, sir.
I'm interested in how many people under the age of 65 are on Medicare.
That's a good question. I don't know. And
oh, my.
The reason I don't know is because it's based on disability.
I know every time, they come up with it, we're running out of money money for these people on Medicare. I wondered how many of them were under 65. They let on like that everybody's over 65 is the one that's running the Medicare plan, drawing so much money out of it. But they never tell us how many people are under 65 that's on Medicare.
I really don't know the answer to that. I'd have to look that one up.
There are some places that have Medicare statistics information. I don't know that it's out at Medicare.gov, but I think there was a site called Strata that had some of that information about how the age groups broke down for who received Medicare.
Okay. Strata, you say?
Strata, was the name of the company.
S-T-A-T-A?
S-T-R-A-T-A. Appreciate the call, Eldon. Thanks very much. 457-1290. We're talking with Jim Spaulding, a senior insurance expert, as we talk about Medicare and the open enrollment period. If you've got a question for Jim, feel free to give us a shout. And if you just want to call in and talk to our producer and leave your phone number, we'll be happy to have Jim get back in touch with you after the show. Key thing here, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see people make in the whole Medicare enrollment situation?
Some people make the mistake of, well, I'll just get on what my husband's on or what my wife's on. I'll just do that. Or they may call a friend and say, what are you on? Okay, well, I'll get on to that, you know. And that's fine. You know, you should, you know, find resources of friends and neighbors, get references, those kind of things. But everybody is different. A lot of times when I'm talking to a couple, sometimes the gentleman will be on a Medicare supplement and the lady will be on a Medicare Advantage plan, or vice versa, because everybody is different. Everybody's health needs are different. So going through the process of finding out which plan best suits you and your needs is the best way to do it. Again, whether that's, you know, you doing it on your own or finding an advisor like myself to handle that. There's no cost for that as far as I'm concerned. There shouldn't be.
And I think some of the issue here is that people get used to sometimes being on one insurance plan that's maybe through an employer, right?
Exactly.
And so they've been married or so, and so I just sign up for whatever. They get used to that year after year after year, and they don't realize that maybe there are specific things that they need to choose and select germane to them within the Medicare world.
One thing that I think it's important at this point to point out is that Jim does not charge for these services. And I, you know, whenever I hear the word advisor, you think, okay, well, how much is this going to cost me? And so I'm going to let Jim explain how that works and what he does to counsel his clients.
Right.
Basically, what you do is you either give me a call or you run into one of the facilities that I'm at a booth during open enrollment period and, you know, just come up and talk to me. Let me know what your questions are, and I'll try to get the answers for you as fast as I can. Sometimes I have to do some research. Sometimes I have the answers, you know, right away. It just depends on, again, there is no broad brush for this. That's, you asked me just a few minutes ago, what's the biggest mistake? People take a broad brush view of it.
They guess sometimes, yeah. Right? They just, yeah. Like, they talk to a friend or they guess and they say, all right, how about that one and this one, right?
Yeah. And there's certain things that you know, agents are not allowed to ask. We're not allowed to ask about your health, which kind of seems silly, but, you know, that's one of the effects of, you know, Obamacare, I guess you could say. But it's one of the rules that we have to follow. And we're not allowed to, if you have a zero premium plan, we're not allowed to use that F word, the free, you know. So those are some things that you have to watch out for as an agent. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have those questions to be answered. So maybe like, how many doctors do you see on a regular basis? How many times a year do you see those doctors? Those would be some good pieces of information for you to share with the agent that you're speaking to, as well as maybe your drug list so that they can look up your drugs for you.
And you won't ask about the prescriptions so much or about specific ailments, but if they need to volunteer that or they think that would help make for a better decision for them, they can share that with you.
Exactly. And it's really not that big of a problem with the agents to do that because most seniors, you know, the second thing out of their mouth is, especially when we're talking about Medicare, is their health. Mm-hmm. So like when I call my mom and say, Mom, how's it going? Oh, well, I had 3 doctor's appointments this week and so on and so forth, you know. So
it's a top of mind thing.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So we touched briefly on Obamacare, but one of the things that pops up periodically is where do the faith-based insurance companies come into this whole thing? Do they have any impact on the decisions people make?
Yeah, there's ministry plans out there that are that can be used instead of Obamacare for people that are under the age of 65. The gentleman that called in a little bit earlier said his wife was younger than he was, or he was younger than she was. I forget the exact scenario, but they could, if he were to retire and she would no longer be on his insurance, then instead of going on Obamacare, you can look at one of these faith-based plans. Now, it's really interesting because the part of the application process is answering faith-based questions. Mm-hmm. You know, do you believe in abortion? Do you believe in, you know, other topics that are faith-based? And, you know, you answer those questions. Now, there is no faith police coming out to check that. But, you know, as an agent, you want to be thorough and you want to be upfront about it. You know, these are the questions that you're going to be asked. Well, they replace or can be used in place, rather, than Obamacare and not be penalized because they are faith-based.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are health questions you have to ask. There's no guarantee issue on it. It's, you know, you have to answer that. But again, that's for people that are kind of in between retirement and turning 65, or people that are, you know, under the age of 65 in their 20s, 30s,
right.
You know, that may
right.
want
those are other
a
options.
Health plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we're talking today with Jim Spaulding, a senior insurance expert. We've been talking about Medicare. And here's the thing. We are going to have information for you. If you happen to miss any phone numbers or you weren't able to call in today, we're going to tell you how to get in touch with him, how to check out his website, and also where he's going to be physically in person. You'll be standing there with the scarecrows and the pumpkins, right? Well, actually, after this week, you won't be, right?
Absolutely.
Right. He'll be changing that. All of that is ahead. And we're also going to take a peek at some of our upcoming shows and squeeze in a stop by the Geezer and Whippersnapper Humor Emporium. All of that still ahead as we continue.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. Do you have a sleep problem? You know, I didn't think I did. I thought, well, I didn't get enough sleep. I was staying up too late and getting up too early. But then I tried my pillow. I was skeptical at first. I didn't think it would make much of an impact. First night, fell asleep faster, stayed asleep, woke up feeling more refreshed than I had in years. And it's been like that ever since. Why not jump on board and start sleeping better yourself? Make the phone call today to MyPillow at 800-320-1481, 800-320-1481. Take advantage of the radio listener special. It's a great one, better than anything on TV, better than anything in the stores. If you call them and ask for the radio listener special, you're going to get, for the price of one regular MyPillow Classic, two Classics, and two Go Anywhere pillows. You have to use the promo code WHIO. You can order online, MyPillow.com. Scroll down to the radio listener special tab. Again, use that promo code WHIO. Nothing to lose, because all MyPillow purchases made through Christmas receive a money-back guarantee until March of next year.
Being your own boss is pretty cool. You can give yourself the day off, offer yourself a raise, and do whatever you want. On the other hand, you also work 18-hour days, occasionally take a pay cut to help your bottom line, and never quite stop thinking about every little detail. So at Fifth Third Bank, we were wondering, could we reward business owners in a whole new way? And we found one we think you'll like. Now when you open a business checking account with qualifying activities, you'll get $400. It's just our way of showing appreciation for all your efforts. From the bank that's working hard to find ways to help your business succeed. Stop into your local Fifth Third Banking Center and open your business checking account today to get your $400 bonus. Does your bank find ways to help your business succeed? If not, maybe it's time to switch. Fifth Third Bank. Visit 53.com/400 for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 60 days of account opening. New business checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 10-3 and 11-18-16. Member FDIC.
We at Miami Valley Gaming love it when Bucky, the incredibly attractive Buckeye farmer, stops by. Bucky, say something to everyone listening.
Sure thing, Lucy. Something to everyone listening.
No, say something about our 1600 gaming machines.
No problem. Something about our 1600 gaming machines.
Adorable, isn't he? Miami Valley Gaming, just off I-75 at exit 29. Get ready to get lucky. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Dr. Robert Tyrell and Midwest Vein and Laser invite you to a free seminar November 2nd at Fleming's from 6 to 8 p.m. Dr. Tyrell will be presenting Veins A to Z to answer all of your questions about varicose and spider veins. MVL's Candy Hammond will discuss all the latest treatments in skincare for maintaining your youthful appearance. Call 281-0200 today to reserve your seat. Receive a free microdermabrasion just for attending. That's MVL 281-0200.
Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th, it's the annual Woodworking Extravaganza and Gallery Show at Woodcraft and Crosspoint Center in Centerville. Entries still being accepted for the gallery show at the store. Save on most non-power items that fit in a bag during their bag sale November 5th and 6th. See Scott Phillips Sunday the 6th from 2 till 5, plus factory reps both days, and get a free lunch. Find out about the new CNC Client Group, all at Woodcraft and Crosspoint Center, I-675 Exit 4.
When you give St. Vincent de Paul the gift of your used car, you get a tax break and the power to change lives forever. Schedule your free tow today at stvincentdayton.org or call 937-222-5555.
Find new roads of savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. The leaves are beginning to change. Maybe it's time you make the change to Dave Kale. He has thousands of loyal customers. You can be next. You always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see them and discover their big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Sun and few clouds, breezy at times, and unseasonably warm this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob. He's Sonny. She's Cher. And we've been talking today about Medicare and the open enrollment period. So if you've had questions about this and so forth, we're going to have contact information for you in just a moment. Coming up on There Is a Season in the next several weeks, we've got some great programs coming your way. We're going to be talking about fire and fall safety. That's not just safety during the fall, but that's fall safety, which we like to cover at least once a year and talk about that. It's a big issue. A lot of people become injured from falls and radically affects their health. We're also going to talk about surviving the holidays, having a peaceful holiday season with your family. And then, of course, if that doesn't work, we're going to be talking about family mediation as a separate show to be able to find out how to get through some of those sticky times. And November is National Caregiver Month, so we're going to be doing a show on caregiver stress, burnout, and how to ask for help. All of that is coming up on There Is a Season in the next several weeks. So how would people get in touch with you, Jim?
They can come see me in person at Good Sam North, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 to 2. They can come to the Walmart in Clayton on Hoke Road, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, 10 to 2. Or they can call 937-266-6942. Or they can go to rkinsuranceplans.com. That's a business card website. Leave their information on there, and that'll get to me.
Let's try those days one more time, okay?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday at Good Sam North, 9 to 2. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, 10 to 2 at the Hoke Road Walmart.
And then we'll also have information out at thereisaseasonshow.com following this program. And you can check that out, too, and find out how to get in touch. So we appreciate you being with us again, and we'll have you back one more time. But we're going to close today with something from our geezer and whippersnapper, Humor Emporium. Take it away, Gloria.
There was a man who had worked all of his life and had saved all of his money. He was a real miser when it came to his money. He loved money more than just about anything. And just before he died, he said to his wife, "Now listen. When I die, I want you to take all my money and place it in the casket with me. I want to take all my money to the afterlife." So he got his wife to promise him with all her heart that when he died, she would put all the money in the casket with him. Well, one day he died. He was stretched out in the casket. The wife was sitting there in black next to their best friend. When they finished the ceremony just before the undertakers got ready to close the casket, the wife said, wait a minute. She had a shoebox with her. She came over with the box and placed it in the casket. Then the undertakers locked the casket and rolled it away. Her friend said, "I hope you weren't crazy enough to put all that money in there with that stingy old man." She said, "Yes, I promised. I'm a good Christian. I can't lie. I promised him that I was going to put that money in that casket with him." "You mean to tell me you put every cent of his money in the casket with him?" "I sure did," said the wife. "I got it all together, put it into my bank account, and I wrote him a check." It's a good one.
That is clever. That is not official advice. Do we need to have a disclaimer there?
I think it's great advice.
Well, that's part of our estate planning series that's coming up here soon. How to take care of all that money. Hey, thank you for being along with us today. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week to There Is a Season. For my dear friend and co-host, Gloria, for our producer and for our special guest, Jim Spaulding, and all those who make this show possible, a big debt of gratitude to you all. Until we meet again, dear friends, remember, do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many. You've been listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Have a great week.